GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Our friend on Facebook, Donna, writes about our question of the day posted at our Facebook page, George Hill Rick Tyler Show. One of the most ridiculous things I've read in a while. Save the money. Our question of the day, will changing USM, that's the University of Southern Maine, to the University of Maine at Portland increase enrollment? That's the intent, or that was the finding of the study that they shared. And this has been in the works for a while. I think I was on vacation once, and you and guest host Chris Greeley kicked this around.
Yep.
Donna writes on, save the money. Offer it to anyone who finds the college as a tuition credit. She says that the money would be better spent creating scholarships to attract kids to come to the University of Southern Maine, as opposed to changing the name of USM to the University of Maine at Portland, in which at least USM President Glenn Cummings says it will help increase enrollment. What's in a name? 1-800-966-1039. We'll look for your text message as well coming into our question of the day. Will changing USM to the University of Maine at Portland increase enrollment? Again, they've been kicking it around for a while.
Well, the University of Maine trustees did approve the new name.
But it's got to go to the legislature now, because the legislature has to make the official change.
That's exactly right. I guess the first thing that people look at, and in the context of budgets, it's not a huge amount, but the estimate is it's going to be about, we dealt with this once before, $1.2 million. Now, how do you make that up? The research, they say, shows that maybe they'll pick up about 80 to 100 new out-of-state students in the first year.
Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Our question of the day, will changing USM to the University of Maine at Portland increase enrollment as they hope? What are you thinking?
Well, I don't know. Are they trying to get people to stop thinking of it as the whips and chains university or something? I mean, come on, guys. We got more important issues than this nonsense.
I hadn't even thought. SM, S&M. Caller, hi, GHRT. Will changing USM, the University of Southern Maine, to the University of Maine at Portland increase enrollment? What are you thinking?
Absolutely not. And the reason why is because they've taught all them young kids down there that everything's going to be free, so you don't need to go to school.
Jim writes to us in our Facebook thread. And by the way, if you're friends with us on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter, you get the question of the day before it comes out of our mouths into the microphones and out your radio. Jim writes, no, it won't. College tuition, when looked from a percentage standpoint, has increased more than anything over the last 20 years. Yet people are not in outrage publicity like they are with everything else. On top of all that, colleges nationwide have become so liberal, and the support base for the Republican Party has increased so much that people are not attending college. Jim writes on, and you can read his comments. 1-800-966-1039. By the way, Herb writes to us, a rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Well, it was compared to Northern Light, the change over there. What did we get? Well, you know, people don't like change sometimes. I haven't seen their internal reading here of why. I think basically people looked at the $1.2 million in upfront costs. So when you change something over, you got to put new signs up. You got to put new
letterheads.
You got to buy new
envelopes, stationery.
Well, you
got to
buy new sports teams uniforms. You got to have a new website, and they think it's going to pick up the money comes in because. You'll attract students from out of state, which, by the way, students from out of state are coming to Maine less and less, and you need them.
Mike writes to us, no, making it affordable would actually help, though. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler. We can put a pin in that and come back to that if you want. Caller, hi, will changing USM, the University of Southern Maine, to the University of Maine at Portland increase enrollment? What are you thinking?
Absolutely not. I don't see who has the thought process that that's a possibility, but are you aware that they have gender unicorn flyers posted on the walls in these facilities to teach the children, you know?
I haven't been to USM, and I didn't lately, and I didn't know that they did that, but we welcome your thoughts. 1-800-966-1039. Why would enrollment numbers matter? If the left gets their way, college will be free anyway. College enrollment will go way down. Didn't USM originally have the name University of Maine Portland Gorham?
Yeah.
UMPG? That's what I thought, too. That's Lauren in Augusta, who works in education. I just remembered the University of Maine Gorham.
It was when I first started covering things. It was Portland Gorham. Well, it was Gorham. And then Wisconsin teachers, they were teachers college town. Well, Farmington was the same thing. They changed over to the University of Maine, Farmington, but it was...
What was Farmington before it was Farmington? University of Western Maine or something?
No, I don't know. It was Farmington, say teachers college, maybe?
Oh. Ben writes to us, go to the mall, ask the college graduates working there what it should be called. Caller, hi, GHRT. Will changing USM to the University of Maine at Portland increase enrollment? What are you thinking?
Hey, fellas, I highly doubt it. I mean, if their projection numbers are we're going to increase attendance by 100 students a year, I mean, if they're not already getting 100 students a year, it's kind of ridiculous. On top of that, you're talking school uniforms, football jerseys, hockey jerseys. It's going to be a whole lot more than 1.4 million to change the name, guys.
1.2 million, I guess, is their estimate. And this person writes to us in a text message. If they can waste 1.2 million on a name change, then maybe we should reconsider our tax dollars funding higher education in our state. This person writes, this is not about upping enrollment. This is about who's being enrolled. This person writes to us, if you go to the University of Southern Maine's website, it doesn't take much studying to realize that it's in Portland. If you're not sharp enough to figure that out, maybe you wouldn't be able to get into that college. Caller, hi, GHRT. Will changing University of Southern Maine to the University of Maine at Portland increase enrollment? That's the plan. What do you think?
I don't think so. My son is a second-year student there, and we had to get him housing somewhere else because they didn't have the housing. So maybe more housing would increase.
So affordability, better housing, and now this text message. If the teachers are good enough, the students will come. These people have a different idea as to what would attract a greater enrollment at what is now the University of Southern Maine, as opposed to changing a name.
One of the things that's going on in education across the country is that you don't live and die, really, on your in-state students. You've got to have out-of-state students. And it's across universities across the country are doing all they can to attract out-of-state students with a higher tuition rate.
You know what you also need? You need students from out of the country.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you know what the biggest obstacle right now in our state is to go attracting students from out of the country? Our new immunization law.
Yeah.
Caller,
you may be right. I haven't looked at it.
Caller, hi, GHRT. Will changing the University of Southern Maine to the University of Maine at Portland increase enrollment? That's their prediction. What's yours?
I don't see how name changes attract more enrollment. How about the University of Maine at Augusta Bangor campus?
I've been inside, I get a sidebar, Your Honor, been inside University of Maine, Augusta at Bangor, and I just drove by seeing the big brick buildings. I'd never been inside, but recently got to go inside on a video shoot. Holy cow, they got some sweet setups in there for teaching the kids dental skills,
yep.
Veterinary services. You go to the one in Augusta, is that where they have the flight school? And Augusta also has...
I can't say that for sure, but it makes logic with the airport there.
I didn't realize what they had inside that facility. And I kept thinking, boy, I think they're starting a 4 or 5 year architecture degree out of Augusta. And I keep telling my son, Ian, come on, buddy.
I know they have a housing crunch at the University of Southern Maine. I don't know how this addresses that.
Well, where does anyone live in Portland?
Right. That is maybe one of the prime reasons that the out-of-state growth is slowing down. They have a tough job. They're currently, if you look at the 7 campuses of the University of Maine, there are 29,974 students enrolled in the 7 campuses. That's an increase of less than 1% compared to a year ago.
But compare that to colleges elsewhere in the nation.
Well, I think being very aggressive in recruiting out-of-state students. Mm-hmm. That is one thing that's going on.
Caller, hi. Will changing USM to the University of Maine at Portland increase enrollment? That's the plan. What do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, isn't the main campus in Gorham anyway? So why are you calling it Portland? Most of the schools in Gorham.
That was what I thought, too. I didn't look at a map. But I just remember it as Gorham. If that is the case, it does seem kind of disingenuous. But if you're going to get kids to come, they want to come to a city. You may not like Portland. You may like Portland. I don't know. Will changing USM to the University of Maine at Portland increase enrollment? What are you thinking?
I don't believe it, but they have a communications nightmare because they haven't explained this well to the general public. And I don't know if they can explain that to the legislature. What they should do is look at Huston University model, which is doing incredible, and part of it is absolutely Huston College students will tell you that came from, like, you know, south of Portland, that they came here because the housing, affordability of housing compared to, for example, the university system in general, even, it's just what it is. But I don't think they've explained, they have some explaining to do.
Concerning our WVOMFM.com question of the day, our energy expert, Jim LeBrecq, listening, writes to us in the McLaughlin Seafood Inbox.
You've got mail.
At WVOM at BlueberryBroadcasting.com. Reputation and performance are what make a name, not a board of trustees. Our question of the day asks, will changing USM, the University of Southern Maine, to the University of Maine at Portland increase enrollment? As George mentioned earlier, the Board of Trustees meeting in, I want to say they were in Farmington when they had their most recent meeting.
They go campus to campus sometimes.
Yeah, I think they were in Farmington. I'm not, don't quote me on that one. They said, okay, they gave the final green light. They're signed off. It's got to go to the legislature and they'll make the change. And as we mentioned, there's been a study that says that it'll bring more out-of-state students. And they're ready to spend, according to an estimate, $1.2 million in, look at the term in the news, in the news account from the Portland Press Herald, upfront costs. What's an upfront? Okay, it's going to cost $1.2 upfront, okay? But
well, let's just change everything over.
Does that mean that there's gonna, that it's going to cost more later? Because this person wrote to us, $1.2 million. Yeah, right. Those estimates are historically proven to be low. The $1.2 million is a cover to get the approval. The actual cost, I predict, will be way more.
People don't look at it this way, and I'm not saying it's a good idea or a bad idea. I don't particularly care what they name it. The cost, $1.2 million, seems high. But why would you want a lot of out-of-state students, which you're not getting, or you're getting fewer of? If you take Arnold, for an example, in-state is $11,000, out-of-state students, $30,000. And for the University of Southern Maine, they've had a big problem down there because the University of Massachusetts expanded into the Boston area for the Mount Ida campus. They really moved into Boston, but the University of New Hampshire nearby at Durham, they went SAT optional, ACT optional.
So they lowered the barriers to get inside.
Absolutely. People were waitlisted, were or given deferred admission, made that switch. The number of in and out of state students, of course, affects their tuition revenue. So when New Hampshire went SAT optional, that really created a problem. A lot of people said, oh, I'm going there.
This person writes, oh, it's our best neighbor in the world, Stephen Glenburn. So how you feeling if you got classes in Westbrook or Gorham? Because there are buildings in which you would go and take a course at the University of Maine at Portland, either in Westbrook or in Gorham. Now, and by the way, it's not an elephant in the room, but to, I don't know, about 11 minutes north of where we sit right now, there's a campus. And what is the official name of that campus?
The University of Maine.
Exactly.
It's the only, well, we get into this UMO thing.
I know.
Well, and
but it's not even.
I was going to use the P word. It pees me off that when people use, we haven't been to University of Maine or UMO. We haven't been there for 25.
Well, we have been UMO and we'll never be UM0. And if you do, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and teach you a thing or two. Okay. Class of 87.
We used to do the UMPE. We did Fort Kennedy. We did Augusta and all that stuff.
But it's still, but people still refer to it as the University of Maine, Orono. Okay. And
they do.
And they seem okay with that. But the official name of that campus is the University of Maine.
Period.
Okay. Founded 1865, land-grant university. Thank you, Mr. Lincoln.
It was a Thursday.
Okay. If you think there's a necessity to change the name of the University of Southern Maine to the University of Maine at Portland because you think location, location, location will actually give people a better idea as to where you are and attract people, then why aren't they talking about changing the name of the campus? I'm not agreeing with it. I'm just giving you the idea. Then why not change the name of that campus to the University of Maine at Orono? Because if location is what's going to be critical to attracting a student, then why not change the flagship campus, University of Maine, to University of Maine at Orono?
Interestingly that you bring that up, out-of-state enrollment for the freshman class is down 21%, 220 students. In-state enrollment is up 9%. Again, you're looking at a highly competitive situation in higher education. Now, they're all fighting for students, birth rates, whatever, changing the game. And I can understand why Southern Maine is having a problem getting, remember, the out-of-state student rate is so much higher, even if they get a discount. They need these students, and they are trying to figure out a way to do it.
David Gross wants to ask, no, but how much will it cost to really change the signs over? Asking for a friend, he writes. Yeah. Asking for a friend. We'll end it with this text message that comes from Papa Bear, who asks this honest question. Are more people going to Dunkin' Donuts since the name changed to Dunkin'?
Did St. Joe's get more or less patients when Eastern Maine became Northern Light and spent a lot more than $1.2 million, I would wager? You're biting your tongue.
When the Penobscot County Sheriff's Department sends out a news release and still calls it Northern Lights. When the request for proposal said, don't give us a name that ties us to geography. We want to expand.
Yep.
And you call it Northern?
I'm just smiling.
I'm being cautious because they
might be sticking a needle in me next. I don't know.
I just
don't try to call them on the phone.
Your call is important to us.
God, I hate that line.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.